I speak unto thee this day, and I say that I, the living God, am sorely grieved. I say that I'm sorely distressed, because my temple, that is my people, lies in ruination. That is, the ones who should be built up in me, that I, the living God, could find pleasure in dwelling in them, are in ruination. And I say that the shepherds have fed themselves, they have starved my sheep, they have starved my flock, and I say they have left my lambs to die. And I say all the while they have built their own houses, their own estate, their own careers, and on, and they've left my people desolate. I say that I, the living God, desire that shepherds would be brought forth who would raise up my people, that is, build up my temple to be pleasing unto me. For I say that I, the living God, desire to dwell in the temple of my own people, and I desire that they would be flourishing in me. But I say, because the shepherds are greedy, because they are gluttonous, because they are full of pride and love of self, I say they have neglected my flock. And I say that my people are wandering, they are desolate, they are empty, and their lives are futile. But I say that I, the living God, desire that shepherds would be coming forth, and I say that I will raise them up, and they will indeed love to build up my temple. That is, they will be flourishing in the truth, the light, the strength of who I am, and ever willing to share the same. That is, to dispense, to disperse, to give out the bread of life that would strengthen my people. That is, to build up the walls that would cause my people to be resistant to sin once again. I say this day that I, the living God, do look and long for the shepherds who will indeed allow my love to pour through them. That is, not the love of their own way and their own selves and their own profit from my people, but rather seeking to bring my people forth pleasing unto me. For I say, when my people are built up in me and they are flourishing in the truth, then am I, the living God, well pleased to dwell in my temple. But I say, when my people are scattered and torn, when they are empty, when they are desolate, when they are futile without the truth, I say they are sorrow unto me. I say this day that I, the living God, have called my people to be full of the strength, to be full of the vigor, to be full of the life of who I am. That is, I have called my people to be ever thankful that it is me that they are privileged to look unto and believe. I say that I've called my people to be ever thankful that they can indeed be brought forth, ever uplifted, guided, and directed in my way. For I say, when the ones who are my people keep their vision, their focus upon the way that I intend and provide, they are brought forth by me. And I say, it is me, the living God, who does find pleasure in a people who will be filled with the truth, who will be standing in righteousness and declaring the same. I say this day that I, the living God, am raising up shepherds, whether they be young, whether they be old. That is, the ones who will respond to the call and to rebuild my temple, to bring my people forth in the flocks that I ordain. That is, when a man will cry out from his heart and say, "Here I am, Lord, use me," I say I will use such a man. For I say that I, the living God, will not choose them according to their good looks, according to their age, according to their degrees. But I say that I will choose them according to their response to my command and my demand that my temple be rebuilt. That is, that my own people be built up once again in the truth, the light, the strength of who I am. And I say that I am indeed giving forth the call in a wicked, a perverse, a vile and ugly generation, when multitudes of those who should be strong in me are weak and feeble as children. That is, they are weak and feeble. They are enslaved, slavery to sin and darkness, and yet they say they are my people. But I say that they are not the temple wherein I, the living God, am pleased to dwell. Therefore I say, in a wicked, a vile, a perverse generation, it is me, the living God, who is able to do the impossible, the miraculous, to bring forth those who will be true shepherds unto me. that is, the ones who will love and care for my sheep, because it is me that they serve, the ones who will be respecting the fact that I desire my temple rebuilt, that is, I desire the place wherein I am meant to dwell made suitable for me. I say this day that I, the living God, can do that which is impossible. And I say, when men will be willing to obey me, it is me, the living God, who will transform them and cause them to be true shepherds unto me. That is, the ones who will love and care for my flock, the ones who will care for my people and nurture them in the truth and direct them in the way of righteousness, that they be a holy people acceptable unto me. Now stop and consider that I, the living God, am full of longing for my own people. I desire to see them brought forth. That is, I desire to see them uplifted, directed, corrected, purposed, and guided in my way. That is, I desire that they would be thankful that it is me that they are privileged to look unto and believe. And I say, when the ones who are true shepherds will point my people in the way of righteousness and truth, when they will direct my people in the way wherein they shall be fed with the finest of wheat, I say that my people will be a suitable temple unto me. And I say that I, the living God, will be able to pour forth my substance, my strength, my life unto my own. I say this day that I, the living God, never called my people, that is, my sheep, to wander, to be taken in thickets, to be caught in ravines, to be overwhelmed by wolves and devouring beasts. But I say that I've called my sheep to be led forth by the shepherds who care for their souls. That is, that they could be led from pasture to pasture, that they could be taken unto the still waters and receive drink, that they could be rejoicing that it is me, the living God, that they serve day by day. I say this day that I, the living God, have called the shepherds to strengthen my people rather than making them their prey. But I say you are living in a time of generation when multitudes who have claimed that they were appointed of me were nothing but deceivers and liars. That is, they were men who were full of pride and ambition and lust and greedy for gain. And I say they made a prey of my people, for they were devouring wolves. And I say that my people were stripped unto the bone, they were left with nothing at all, and they wandered in desolated places. But I say it is me, the living God, who has heard the cries, the moans of those who are mine, and I say that I will give them my mercy. That is, I will bring them forth in the truth, the light, the mercy that is only to be found through me. And I say that I will cause my people to be uplifted, made glad, for the privilege to be shepherded over by me, that is, by those whom I, the living God, will anoint and appoint to be true unto me and bring my sheep back to me, that is, bring my people back to their first estate, to their first love, to their subjectivity unto me. For I say that the ones who have called themselves my shepherds are nothing but deceivers and liars who have led my people astray. And I say they have left my people to die, to wander, to be empty and foolish because they have fed them no bread. But I say instead they have fed them on sweet things until they are drunk, intoxicated, and delusional from the same. But I say that I, the living God, will reach out in this generation when it seems that all is lost, and I will give forth the call, the cry, to rebuild my temple. And I say, if any man or woman will respond unto that call, unto that cry, to rebuild my temple, it is me, the living God, who will anoint them for the same. For I say that I am indeed the God of impossibility, the God of the miraculous, and I say that I will bring forth. For I say, when the enemy thinks that he has the sheep completely scattered and shattered and desolate, it is me, the living God, who will do the miraculous thing. And I say that I will indeed bring forth the shepherds who will respond from their love for me. That is, the ones who will hear my call, my cry, the bleeding of my heart for my own sheep. And I say, because they identify with me, that I, the living God, will give unto them the anointing, the covering they need. And I say that they will indeed be able to bring forth my people once again as a flock that is cared for by shepherds who are loving me. I say this day that I, the living God, do love to defeat the counsel of ungodly men and the counsel of the liar day by day. And I say that I love to confound the wise who are conceited and arrogant, full of pride, and think they have utterly destroyed my house. For I say, when it appears that all is lost, then I, the living God, do rise up once again. And I say that I will put the enemies to flight, causing them to be scattered unto the wind. And I say, while they have delighted in the scattering of my people, I say that I, the living God, will turn upon them and cause them to be scattered likewise. And I say, they themselves will become the prey, will become the victims. They will be devoured. And I say that I, the living God, will dwell once again in my temple, that is my people, and I will be well pleased. And I say that I will cause my people to come forth rejoicing, because it is me that they serve. I say this day that I, the living God, do not call thee to give up at the commission of feeding my sheep and feeding my lambs. Nor do I call thee to slack back, but I call thee to increase in whatsoever it is that I have ordained for thee. I say that I've not called thee to be empty-handed, but I say that I've called thee to have thy hands full, because it is me, the living God, who does provide. And I say it is me, the living God, who provides thee with that which you are meant to be feeding my sheep, my lambs, that they can be nourished in me. I say it is me, the living God, who will stir the hunger of my sheep, and I say that they will be made fat and flourishing in the abundance that I provide. For I say that I have looked upon them, they are gaunt, they are hungry, they are lonely, they are wandering, and I say it should not be so. But I say, because the ones, that is, the wicked men and women who said they were sent by me, were nothing but demon forces. That is, they were sent, and they devoured, they destroyed, they sought to do away with my own. That is, they sought to leave my temple in ruination and devastation, and my sheep in despair likewise. But I say it is me, the living God, who gives forth the voice of hope in a desolate generation. It is me, the living God, who will raise up shepherds who will love and care and nurture my sheep. And I say that my lambs will not be left to die, nor left alone, but they will indeed be strengthened in me. I say this day, count it a privilege to keep on believing, to keep on receiving, to keep on following after. Count it a privilege to be knowing that it is me, the living God, who is the way of truth and life, and the way of mercy intended. Count it a privilege to be a partaker of that which is found in me, which is the newness of life. For I say, if it is me that you are seeking to please, to obey, and follow after, you are brought forth in me. For I say that I, the living God, do hear the cries, I do hear the pleas, I do see the condition of my own. That is, my sheep have been left with nothing at all to cover them, nor have they been guided to my way. But I say they have been left to wander, they have been left to not be taken care of at all. And I say that the shepherds who have robbed them and made them prey will be judged for the same. For I say, when men are full of ravening, when they are full of greed and lust, and they destroy that which belongs to me, I say that I, the living God, will likewise destroy them. And it shall be woe multiplied woe unto the shepherds who have made ruination of my temple, my flock, my people.